And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, here in the Right Side Studio, spanning south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Just got a text from Bobby in Gadsden, who said, at Right Side Radio, we don't have a fan base. We have a friend base because we're all family around here. And I like that. All right, that's good. A bunch of Right Side ruffians out there in the audience. All right, listen. Number one on the Triple Dipper. Now we ask why. All right, there's stories. By the way, I've got my stuff, you know, printed out. I'm good to go. I got all my materials here ready to go from. But I am looking right now. There's additional stories. It's one of the shows that's gonna, or one of the storylines that's gonna be just, you know, ramping up by the day. Republicans right now are vowing to ramp up their own oversight of the Biden administration after Trump's FBI raid. That's a top story right now on FoxNews.com. I bet if I went over to the Bongino Report, which is, by the way, if you're not familiar, I got to where I like the Bongino Report. It's not a report in itself. It's like an aggregator, kind of like what Drudge used to be. But let me see if I can get to it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Top story there. Swamp attack. Trump deposed by the New York Attorney General 2 days after the FBI raid. So what I'm saying is this is not going to calm down anytime soon. This is going to keep on going, and it shows signs of taking on a life of its own. That's why, you know, we as the American people, we are allowed to ask why. The reality is they may or may not ever truly tell us, but we're starting to glean things by comments that are being made. And it's becoming obvious that there is a political moment here. Now, are they going to say it was the underlying motivation? I mean, look at it. Unless something happens, you know, unless they, like I said yesterday, unless they prove that Trump walked out the White House door with the codes to the nuclear arsenal in his pocket, I don't see. In fact, one of the articles that I'm about to go through here in a minute literally says that these were documents that were packed up for him by the GSA, the Government Services Agency, and shipped for him to Mar-a-Lago. And let me ask you this question. Trump wasn't at Mar-a-Lago. One of the other articles I've got points out that he wasn't there because, well, he's a billionaire. And so his summer home is in, I think it's, is it Bedminster, New Jersey or something like that? They call it his golfing resort. Okay, whatever. That's, wow. But anyway, so he doesn't live at Mar-a-Lago year-round. His family was not there. They were at their, you know, northern estate. But in all honesty, you got to ask yourself, if these documents were so super sensitive that they required 30 FBI agents to conduct a raid on the house of the former president of the United States, then why were they sitting in boxes in a storage room in a house that was not currently occupied except by a skeleton staff? Ah, boy, I'm just telling you, this is going to be one of those storylines that proceeds and develops, and we'll see. The phones are ringing, so I'm going to wind up taking calls here in just 1 second. But let me just tell you, the next thing that happened, though, storyline off of Fox News. This one came off Fox August 9th, which would be, what, yesterday? Trump ally Representative Scott Perry says the FBI seized his cell phone 1 day after the Mar-a-Lago raid. So Republican Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania says that he was traveling with his family. You may have heard this. He was traveling with his family, and the FBI agents showed up wherever he was. I don't know how they knew where he was, but he was traveling, handed them a warrant, and requested he turn over his cell phone. Here's his statement. He says, "This morning, while traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements with them to have the phone if that was their wish." He said, "I'm outraged, though I'm not surprised, that the FBI, under the direction of Merrick Garland's DOJ, would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress." He said, "My phone contains info about my legislative and political activities and my personal and private discussions with my wife, my family, constituents, friends. None of that is the government's business." Fox News reached out to the FBI, which declined to comment. I would point out, I wasn't real familiar with Perry, but it turns out that he is a five-term congressman, a longtime loyal Trump ally. He's an original member of the House Freedom Caucus and recently became the leader of the House Freedom Caucus. He's also a strong supporter of Trump's 2022 election claims. So there's that. Let me grab line two first, Boomer. I'm going to go ahead and grab line two, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing well, and thanks for the informative show.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm wondering if we regain, if conservatives regain control of Congress during the midterm election, can the AG be impeached? Because remember, Jeff Sessions recused himself from something, and there was all talk about removing him, and they had their issues going on. But can Eric Garland be removed by impeachment, or at least that an impeachment would be a censure, kind of like they did to Trump? I'm curious.
I'm curious as well. I think your point's well taken. I mean, you're right. Jeff Sessions did recuse himself, so there would be no, you know, indications of impropriety or influence. And we're looking at right now a DOJ that had to have known at the upper levels that this was going on, and Merrick Garland did not recuse himself that we're aware of. I think it also depends, the impeachment depends on what comes out. Are they going to ever let us know if we wind up getting something that says that truly a heinous crime was committed by the former president, soon to be presidential candidate, then I get it.
Well,
but right now, it doesn't look that way. Do what?
Could the Congress actually keep Eric Garland in there giving testimony every single day to where he can't do anything else?
Well, I mean, they can certainly do things, and you know what we've also seen too is that too often when the Republicans request documents and information and testimony, they don't always get a response. Anyway,
thank you, sir.
All right, Brian, thank you. I got a caller online. Hey, it's Kareem. Kareem from Huntsville. How you doing, bud?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm listening to you guys here, and it's just continue to blow my mind because the whole last month we heard of everything that was the first time of a president never trying, never doing before ever in the whole history of the country. You know, as far as, you know, hey, I need 11,780 votes, or you say it was stolen and I'll take it from there. Those type of things that you guys said, none of it was illegal. And it's all in your windows, and it was third parties, and, you know, you guys just blew it off. So now, because his house get raided, all of a sudden, the sky has fell. It's a violation. They went too far. They stepped over the line. It's almost as if we have two presidents. Like, we have a Republican president, and we have a Democratic president. Wow. And you guys feel like he disrespected the Republican president, like, as if we still doing the Confederate president versus the Union president.
No. All right.
That type of stuff. I don't get it, man.
Let me jump in with you, though, bud. I mean, so the reality is, it's really more like, the reason why there's so much angst, it's really more like we have two justice systems. I mean, let's put aside the fact this is Trump. If they had raided Hillary Clinton's house, which they should have, apparently, and found that server that she was using in her private home filled with classified information, you would have had a fit, or at least Democrats in general would have had a fit. But because it's not about Trump, it's about big government doing anything it feels like in order to preserve its right to be big government. That's what it feels like.
But what about what this man tried to do to this country?
Well, so
that means absolutely nothing to you.
And so what
everything he tried to do as far as
I know you feel that way, but right now nothing's been proven on that. I mean, so far he's not been able to prove his claims in open court, but they've not been able to prove either that he unduly influenced something. But the reality is this too, Kareem. Right now, what we know of the warrant, it was not at all related to January 6th. Supposedly, it was just about documents. Hang on a second. Supposedly, it was about documents he took with him, by the way, which were shipped to him by the Government Services Agency. And he's the person who declassifies documents. And so,
if he was still the president.
Which he
was. If he was still the president, he'd be able to declassify.
When he boxed them up and left the White House, he was. He didn't leave office until the actual inauguration was complete.
It just blows my mind. Yeah, I keep calling double standards. I just think We got to be real careful. We don't want to become hypocrites.
So let me ask you this. When Sandy Berger, who was Bill Clinton's national security advisor, when there was an investigation from the 9/11 commission, and they wanted to know, did the Clinton administration know about Al-Qaeda, you know, before 9/11? And Sandy Berger went to the archives and rifled through them and pulled documents out and hid them in his socks and left the building with top secret documents about Al-Qaeda. And then he was never had his house raided, and he pled down to a misdemeanor. Why is that?
Maybe they should have handled it then.
Well, they should have
handled it then. You can't just keep saying, "Oh well, what happened? It's because of this and because of that." It's no justification to continue to let this man get away.
Well, I completely disagree with you, and I think you're ignoring the fact that if they can do it to him, they can do it to you and I. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's a Republican. It's the fact that big government is going to take this heavy-handed approach for anybody. And by the way, he's about to declare himself as the next, you know, the top candidate for running for president. This looks an awful lot like political persecution. We don't do that in this country. We don't go after the person who's running for office.
It's a lot we don't do in this country that this man has done.
Oh, no. This man has not done. It is your guy who has done it. You know, President Trump may be bombastic, and he may have said, "I wish so-and-so was investigated. We need to come down on these people." But he never did it. And now we've got...
Joe Biden, I don't recall Joe Biden asking for the Secretary of State to hook him up with votes. Joe Biden do that.
Are you kidding me? Joe Biden asked Ukraine to back off on investigating his son. He threatened them with
give me 11,000.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. If tomorrow, Kareem, the FBI raids Hunter Biden's home, are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
Good.
Good. Listen.
Well, there is hope.
Listen, if they look to raid Joe Biden's house, it makes me no difference because I'm not in love with it. I don't believe he's the second coming to Christ. I don't cry and grovel at his feet.
None of that happens here with Trump either. None of that happens here on the show with Trump.
That's exactly what's going on with
Trump. That is not what's happening. Look, there may be people out there, Kareem, that are upset about Trump, but the reality is what this show is upset about and what the vast majority of conservatives are upset about is the fact that there appears to be two levels of justice in this country. And if you are on the left side of the aisle,
sir,
you get a pass.
You are talking to a black man. I know about the two levels of justice in this country. It has always been two different levels of justice in this country.
Kareem, all right. Well, then let's assume for the second that you've been through that and you know stuff. Then wouldn't you care about the fact that we have two levels of justice in the political world too? And if you're on the left, you get a pass.
Now we care because it's Donald Trump. That's my problem.
No,
we didn't care.
I disagree.
Else.
Hey,
you
Kareem,
because it's Trump.
I've got somebody else on hold, and I've got to hit a break if I don't take their call right now. So
understand.
All right. Love you. See you. All right, line three, Barbara, real quick from Ath. Hey, Barbara, Phil Williams. I'm sorry it took so long, but I got just about a minute here. What you got?
Okay, I'll try to be quick. Now, this raid was predicated on looking for classified documents, correct?
That's my understanding.
What I would want to know is, one, does each of those agents looking for it have a top secret clearance? Two, did each of them receive a ComSec briefing before this raid? And three, I want to see the documented chain of custody on every single sheet of paper they took.
I agree with every bit of that. Now, they may not be able to tell us what sometimes even the title of the document can give away what it is, but I agree with that. The ComSec briefs, I've been through those. I agree. I want to see the actual warrant. What were they there for, and did they get beyond the scope of the warrant?
Well, my understanding is that the lawyers... they didn't even receive a copy of the warrant or a list of everything that they took, what you're supposed to give before you leave the premises.
No, that's exactly right. And now, I heard this morning, one report came out on one of the sites that I was listening to. It may have just been Fox doing it. I was driving to Birmingham, and it was a Fox News report. They said that the Trump legal team has now received a copy, but they were also barred entry to the facility while it was being searched. So they weren't allowed to be present. But they have now, received a copy.
And that is so unusual. I'll tell you what, if I lived there, first thing I'd do would be sweep for bugs.
Well, I totally agree. I totally agree. In fact, I hope they've already done it. And listen, you sound like you've been through some security procedures in the past or maybe held a clearance yourself.
Navy Sec Group.
Well, appreciate it very much. Thank you for your service. So that being said, doesn't it strike you as odd that if these documents were so super sensitive that they were just in cardboard boxes in a regular storage room at a house where Trump family was not even living at the time?
As long as there is security that they, you know, it's my understanding that, well, all presidents, they have a skiff in their home.
Sure.
And it was my understanding that they had told Trump that it needed more security and they wanted a lock on it, and he did. And he put a lock on it, which they broke.
Right. And I heard that too. Well, listen, I hate it, but I got to go. We're up against a break, but great call. Thank you so much for your time. Stay in the audience. We like having you around. All right, Boomer, move us to a break, man. I ran long. I talked about one article. I've got like 9 or 10 articles here. I think number one of the Triple Dipper is going to go on for a while longer. What do you think? All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. We are still in number one of the Triple Dipper. I suspect, Boomer, that we will stay there for a bit longer.
Probably just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
That's okay. This is the kind of thing that when I did my monologue earlier, I was talking about the fact that the manner in which they handled this has generated the kind of sentiment that we're seeing even on the show. I mean, it's not like when you look at this, you got to think, okay, either they're just really, you know, asinine and had no clue. Oh, this is going to cause people to get upset? Is it going to cause a problem? Oh, what's wrong? I doubt it. I suspect they went into it knowing full well this was going to be a big hairy deal, and they didn't care.
I believe so. And kind of like what you said during the monologue, we need to watch out, you know, kind of watch ourselves and not push our boundaries.
We got to hold them accountable. But if we get outside the lines, it's they're watching right now. They're watching on purpose. I got a caller on line 5. Let me do that real quick. Daniel from Huntsville. Daniel, how you doing, man?
Hey, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
With this raid on Mar-a-Lago there, them looking for all these, you know, unclassified, classified documents, supposedly, and that whole goat rodeo. The other thing that people are forgetting because they're distracted is that not only are they looking at that, they're also trying to find the PEADS, which are PEADS, Presidential Emergency Activation Documentation and Devolution Paperwork. Those are some pretty critical things that lets everybody know what the president's doing, can do, yada, yada, yada. So that, you know, that plays a huge factor into it. And I'm pretty sure Trump, having the IQ of, what, 130 plus, has more than one set of cameras in his compound.
Exactly.
And when the FBI is telling him to shut him down and his staff members are saying no, pretty sure that Plan B kicks into motion and he's got it all recorded so that when it does run through the legal system, he can legally enter into evidence that recording.
That, you know, I think I even said that on the air yesterday. I would imagine that a billionaire, much less a billionaire who's been president of the United States, is bound to have some kind of wired tight security system that includes cameras at every angle. And I do hope the same thing. I hope they show them walking in the door. Hope they show them, you know, when they went to certain rooms. Hope they show them when they went into Melania's closet and went through her clothes. I mean, all of it.
And one other thing, if I could add this.
Yeah.
People need to pay attention to President Trump's DefSec chief of staff, Kash Patel. He is very smart, very wise, and when he comes on TV, I pay attention.
Yeah, he's good.
The American people need to pay attention because he's with Trump the whole through.
Hey,
and
Daniel.
He knows exactly what Trump is.
Hey, Daniel, music's playing, brother. I got a break I got to go to. And you're right, Kash Patel's sharp. He even said that Trump had already declassified all these documents. He was there when he did. Phil Williams. Thanks for the call, bud. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here from the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national. Dude, I'm telling you, we are covering down on all of the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we're still in number one of the Triple Dipper. And by the way, I'm gonna get to that in a minute, but I gotta note something. So a guy that I follow on social media, probably a lot of y'all do too, he's a evangelist, a musician named Sean Fucht, I believe is the way his name is pronounced. But Sean Fucht just posted a picture, and so I went to try and track it down. I haven't tracked it down officially yet because I always take these things with a grain of salt, but I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, first of all. It's a job posting. You can find it at jobs.irs.gov. So to me, one of the biggest stories of the week outside of the raid at Mar-a-Lago is the growth of the IRS. The bill they passed on Sunday allows them to hire upwards of 87,000 new IRS agents. So here's a posting, a piece of the posting for jobs at jobs.irs.gov, which Boomer and I both just went to the website, and I didn't have time to surf through and find this. But part of the job description's major duties are carry a firearm, be willing to use deadly force if necessary, be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. Maybe that's always been the job description of an IRS agent, but I saw the Secret Service as being the ones who work through the Treasury Department to track down, you know, counterfeiters along with their presidential and VIP security details. But I don't think I ever anticipated the IRS having armed agents who must be willing to use deadly force. But we did have a story the other day, Boomer, that was the IRS stockpiling upwards of 5 million rounds of ammunition?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, spending $750,000 last year on ammunition alone.
That's crazy. We actually said, why does the IRS need this?
Well, that's exactly what some members of Congress are saying, too. But, I look at this thing and I'm like, what the heck, man? So, yeah, I've got irs.jobs.gov open during the break. I'll surf around and see if I can figure out what job description that goes to. But I imagine that's something to do with their enforcement arm. Oh, boy. All right, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. Now we ask why. You want to call in? We had some great calls earlier, 833-68-RIGHT. I'll take those calls, 833-687-4448. But, yeah, now we ask why. All right, so there's things that happen, though. I'm working my way to the sort of the we think we know the whys, or the whys are beginning to leak out from certain people, or at least what they're considering the whys to be as to why this raid took place the way it did, by the way. But look at this. I mean, when you want to go ahead and just, you know, you ask the question, why are you so upset? Why am I so upset? It's not about Trump. Now, I don't like the fact that it was the former president. I don't like the fact that he's a president that if he's on the ticket again, I'll vote for. But this is bigger than this. This is even bigger than the fact that it's Trump. This is big because if they'll do this kind of thing to him, who else will they do it to? Anybody? Well, FoxNews.com reports as of yesterday, the judge who greenlit the raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, in other words, the judge who signed the warrant, donated thousands to the Obama campaign. Oh, yeah. And not only that, he also had social media posts where he was basically, he's a liberal. He's a big lib. The federal judge who reportedly signed off on the raid at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence donated thousands of dollars to former President Barack Obama's presidential campaign and victory fund in 2008. Over $2,000, I believe, is what it was. It does say, and I'll give full disclosure, it does say the same judge later contributed $500 to Jeb Bush's failed presidential campaign. But anyway, take that for what it will. But I also will point this out. Apparently, he just took the bench recently, I guess. I don't know. Because he apparently most recently was representing some of the potential defendants in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation. So, yeah, he represented Epstein's pilots, his scheduler, and another woman in their personal capacities, I guess, before he took the bench. Well, there's that. Story from the New York Post. FBI searched Melania's wardrobe and spent hours in Trump's office during Mar-a-Lago raid. So the storyline here is they arrived at 9 a.m. They did not leave until 6:30 p.m. that night. Now, if there was already, by the way, an understanding of where the boxes of documents are, and we know that because in June, federal agents met with Trump's attorneys and said, hey, you got these documents? Well, yeah, where are they? They're stored in that room down there. They saw the room, and they asked him to put a lock on it. We know that. It's in multiple reports. So if they already knew where it was, what were they doing ransacking his office? What were they doing going through the entire living quarters? And my understanding was of the living quarters at Mar-a-Lago is roughly like a 3,000-square-foot area. To include, they went through and spent a good bit of time in Melania Trump's wardrobe. That's what I'm reading in the article. Several hours combing through Donald Trump's private office, breaking open a safe, rifling through drawers, and the Post has learned, it says, that the search warrant used by the FBI to enter the Palm Beach property focused solely on presidential records and evidence of classified information. In other words, they say they were there for a specific purpose. I assume, though, that purpose apparently gave them grounds to go ahead and you know, move through the entire property. 30 plainclothes agents from the Southern District of Florida and the FBI's Washington field office. Yeah, and they wound up taking 15 cardboard boxes of material. Yeah. The boxes are alleged to have contained documents and mementos from Trump's presidency, including letters from Barack Obama, Kim Jong-un, and other correspondents of world leaders. One legal source said that the boxes had been packed up by the General Services Administration and shipped to Mar-a-Lago when Trump left office in January of 2020. Mar-a-Lago is also said in the article to be closed for the season with only a skeleton staff there, including groundskeepers who were present during the raid. My question again is if these documents were so sensitive, if it was necessary to have 30 agents show up, comb the property, search the closets, run through the drawers to get documents that they already knew were there, that they had already asked him to put a lock on, then if they were that sensitive, that important, then don't you think Trump was a little more sophisticated in his ability to secure things? You know, don't you think he probably had access to, I don't know, one of his offshore properties where he could have stored these outside the reach of the FBI? You don't think he could? I think he could have. Don't you think that Trump had been around long enough to know how to hire people who could scan documents into digital format and then put them on a couple of encrypted thumb drives and hide them in different places around the world and then burn the originals, don't you think? I think. Don't you think that if these were super sensitive and that Trump's family wasn't even there, they were already living at their northern property in New Jersey, don't you think that they would have taken them with them if they wanted to make sure they stayed outside the hands of the FBI? You see what I'm saying? This is not adding up. What did you have a call a minute ago? What was that, bud?
Yeah, we had a call from Alan, and he was just saying, you know, this was not the first time the government's bought ammo in different divisions that probably shouldn't be buying ammo.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've seen, I think the EPA bought a bunch of ammo. EPA? I'm trying to think who else. There were two or three branches of executive branch government that you look at and go, what do you need the ammo for, fellas? But
yep.
But the most egregious was the IRS. $750,000 this last year alone on bullets. 5 million rounds of ammo were listed on an inventory showing that they had stockpiled 5 million rounds of ammo. 5 million rounds of ammo.
5 million. That's a lot.
So let me ask you this, Boomer. Go ahead, and I think we're doubling the size of the IRS. You got a calculator? Run some numbers for me, my brother. So if we went, let's I think there's, I want to say there's 80,000 IRS agents now. Divide 80,000 by 5 million, or divide 5 million by 80,000. How many rounds per person? What have we done? You got it?
Yep, that's not right.
Would you?
I was about to say it. That's all right. Give me 1 second.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But it boggles the mind. All right. But while he's laboring through the numbers, am I going to get my calculator out now? Are you on the mic? What are you doing?
I was not on the mic because I was looking at my calculator.
All right, what you got?
So 80 million.
80 million. Wait, 80. Wait.
Right.
No, 80,000.
80,000.
80,000 employees divided by 5 million rounds, or 5 million rounds divided by 80,000 employees. Right. What we got?
So 5 million divided by 80,000
is
62.
The whole world is. You're killing me.
I'm killing myself. Like, is this not right? My calculator's all wrong.
All right, this is not really the show. This is not the show that puts a man on the moon. we're gonna run these numbers during the break, which apparently we're up against a break now anyway. Boomer, let's do the thing we know how to do. Let's go ahead and run it to a break, and then we'll run the numbers. God Almighty! Someone, would one of the rocket scientists at Huntsville call us, please, and tell us how many rounds that is? All right, folks, we're laughing, but we'll get this figured out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got plenty more. What are you doing, Boomer? What are you doing? You got something? I thought you were about to say something. Okay. He's done. He's waving his hands at me. He gave up. You notice how I threw it on him? I didn't try to do the numbers. Oh, God. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Okay, we're in number one of the Triple Dipper still, and I suspect that's the way it's going to be. I would not be a bit surprised to find out this topic doesn't have more days in it for us. But listen, earlier, one of our callers, I think it was Daniel, one of our callers said, hey, keep an eye on Cash Patel. That guy's a sharp guy, and he is. I've seen him multiple times. Cash Patel is quoted in PJ Media, storyline dated yesterday. Top level, the top line says, wait, those classified docs the FBI sought in the Trump raid were already declassified. So, here's the thing. Cash Patel was doing an interview recently, Monday, I guess. I'm trying to figure out where. On CNN. No, hang on, back up. According to CNN, it says the raid was part of an investigation into the handling of presidential documents. All right, there's that. Then he goes on to say, former Trump administration official Cash Patel told Breitbart News, now I got it straight, Trump declassified whole sets of materials in anticipation of leaving government that he thought the American public should have a right to read themselves. He said, the White House counsel may not have generated the paperwork to change the actual markings on the documents. It does not mean they weren't declassified. And I see, that's the way it works. I've dealt with this before. So, the truth is, first of all, the president is the ultimate authority. The law says that. I think the case that I cited yesterday was Department of the Navy versus Egan, a 1988 Supreme Court case that determined that, yes, indeed, the president of the United States is the chief executive who has the authority to classify and or declassify certain matters. That being said, while he was still president, packing his things to leave the White House, he's allowed to sit down and go, this letter declassified, this letter declassified, this document, yeah, I want to take that with me too, so declassified. His White House counsel is supposed to put in the paperwork to show all that done. Whatever the case may be, some bureaucrat may not have filed it. And by the way, that's an amazing turbulent time when they're changing one White House administration to another. It's complete chaos. So it's possible that something didn't get documented that way. It does not mean it wasn't done, says Cash Patel. He says, I was there with President Trump when he said, we are declassifying this. It always goes on to point out that the classification documents have their markings on them. It shows they used to be classified. He said it's petty bureaucracy at its finest if government simpletons not following a president's order to have them marked declassified, and then they pack them up for him and they ship them to Mar-a-Lago. Plausible, and I say plausible only because I've been in those situations. I've known guys who were walking around with things that have been declassified, but nobody ever changed the marking on it, and then they got called on the carpet and they had to explain themselves. And you know, to a degree, I understand that. That's rightfully so. However, a 30 agents rating is okay. Anyway, by the way, I got to say this. Boomer and I did the math during the break. Boomer, you were right, bro.
I was right, but I was okay. Second guessing myself.
That's because it feels so weird. So 5 million rounds of ammunition, roughly 80,000 current agents in the IRS or employees, I guess, and that boils down to about 62.5 rounds per person, which if you considered, I just picked one. Let's say they all carry a Glock 19. The average magazine capacity for a Glock 19, I believe the Gen 3 or whatever they're on right now, is like it's 15 rounds. So it basically boils down to they've got enough rounds stockpiled to give every member of the IRS 4 full clips for their Glock 19 sidearm. I'm not sure why that was so important for us to have to do that, but there it is.
I do feel a little better knowing that I did it correct. I just wasn't confident.
Yes, you actually did push the buttons on your calculator correctly.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
All right, good enough. All right, I never got to the whys. I got three articles here that talk about potential whys on Mar-a-Lago. Number one, actually I got four, I'm sorry. Number one, Biden's press secretary went on to try and deny, first of all, that they had any interaction with this at the White House. Okay, but we're allowed to ask, aren't we? Well, you know, when Peter Ducey began asking the questions, aren't you afraid that Republicans are going to be accusing the White House of weaponizing this Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI? Because that's the public sentiment. If you guys don't say once and for all that we're not doing that. Her only response is, first of all, we're just not going to comment on the Department of Justice investigation. He pushed again. Yeah, but it looks like you're weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents. To which she said, the president has been very clear since before he was elected, very clear on this. What are we talking about? I heard the quote. We'll be playing the quote tonight at 6 o'clock. Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents? Ducey said. Peter, the president believes in the rule of law, she said condescendingly. I'm adding that part. The president believes in the independence of the Department of Justice. Okay, well then why didn't he recuse like Jeff Sessions did? Merrick Garland, I mean. Next article on Red State. On Red State, Chuck Schumer sort of gives the game away on FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid. Well, because Chuck Schumer, who didn't want to talk about it at first on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow, he finally said, well, Republicans are going to pay a price for this in the election. And that he believes Democrats should use this as an issue, meaning their goal now is to try and use it to hurt Republicans at the polls. Was that the original why? I don't know, but Schumer likes it. How about this one, townhall.com? I asked the why. They say the Russia hoaxer spills the beans and reveals what the FBI raid is about. Town Hall points out that Mark Elias, the guy who hired Fusion GPS to produce the fake dossier about Trump, which led to illegal FISA warrants and led to a lengthy special counsel investigation, that Mark Elias tweeted out a segment of the law that says that in the event that anyone is willfully holding in custody such record proceedings, yada, yada, and unlawfully conceals them or destroys them, shall be fined and imprisoned not more than 3 years, and shall forfeit his office and is disqualified from holding any office under the United States about getting Trump. And then you look at it and go, okay. Next article on National Review. If they raided his home just to find classified documents, one legal expert noted, then we predict he's going to be the next president in 2024, hands down. It'll be the greatest law enforcement mistake in the history of the United States. Wow. Now we ask why, and we deserve to know. More information better be forthcoming. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next, the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned.